So here, what I'm going to do, I'm going to kind of interconnect steps 6 and 7, because these are the two steps that present us with quite a number of choices that you're going to hopefully be able to recognize within a few moments. Giving something back is when we reach a stage in life that we accept, we appreciate, we acknowledge, we are able to identify and see the value that we have within us as human beings. If we have ever loved anyone, then we're loving, which means that we have the ability to love. And if we have the ability to love, that means that we have the ability to love more. Not perfectly, but more. If we care, then that means we have the ability to caring. Now, we might not be perfectly caring, but we do have the ability to be more caring, to care for more people. If we have the ability to be giving, then that means that we have the ability to give. And if we know how to give, then we can always give more. It might be the case that we don't have money to give, but the one thing that we all have today, right now, is time. And to be honest with you, the most valuable commodity that you can ever share with another human being is your time. You can share your money, you can share your stuff, you can share your dib-dabs, but if you give your time to someone, you can't get that time back. Your time is the most valuable commodity that you own, that you possess, that's been given onto you, which means you've got to use this time wisely, because if you spend it unwisely, well, you're never going to get that time back. So giving something back, I would just like to offer you an idea here. All right. If we want to give something back, then what is the most valuable thing that we could give? Well, this is time. If you think about it, I once heard the saying in life that hurt people hurt people. And in the same way that people can break people, some people can make people. The main place that most hurt comes from in life is through our experience, the experience that we have with our parents in life. Some people grow up telling themselves that they're worthless, they're useless, they're this, they're that, because their parents didn't seem to take too much of an interest in them, they never felt loved, they never felt unconditionally accepted. And what I've come to appreciate at this stage of my life is that whilst I don't have any children yet, I'm not a dad, but over the last umpteen years, I have assumed the role of a father figure role model for many young guys. And this isn't something that I could ever justify being paid for. It's not something I would ever even receive payment for. It's not something I would want to be paid for. It's something that I genuinely want to give. I guess that what makes my life make sense is when growing up, I never had the fortune of having a father figure role model who was interested in me. Now, whilst many people in life use rejections like that to crush them and weigh them down, I did for quite a few years, but after realizing and accepting my intrinsic value, I take that life experience off my shoulders where it was previously weighing me down, I drop it on the floor and I stand in it, because that is my life experience, because I understand what it is not to have a father figure role model. That means that if I choose to be a father figure role model for others, it makes my life make sense. It means that past experience in my life hasn't been wasted. I know what it is to go without, which means I understand the value of what it is to receive. So giving something back, the greatest gift that you can give someone else this Christmas, or today, or tomorrow, is you. You don't have to be any better than how you are right now. You don't have to be any smarter, any wiser, any more skilled. You don't need any more techniques. All you need is a genuine compassion for people. If you care about people, just give them your ears. As a life coach, just give someone your time, give them your attention, give them your ears. when people come to life coaching, 9 times out of 10, they just want someone who's going to listen to them. They won't always go to counselors or therapists because of the many, you know, misconception labels that are placed on some therapists. But as a life coach, many life coaches are seen as kind of a safe place, but people just want to talk. So sometimes the most empowering gift that you can give someone else is your time, your attention, your interest, and just be genuinely interested. Be interested in coming to understand them. Because if you just want to understand them, then you're naturally going to figure this out anyway. You're going to ask appropriate and relevant questions. Throughout the course, we've looked at some really interesting communication skills, some styles, some language patterns. We've looked at goal setting processes, techniques. But people always are and always have been self-governing. Everyone's looking forward to ways and to the day where they're able to move forward and reach that place in life where they fundamentally want to be. Just become the conduit. Just become that person, Johnny in the middle. The guy between where they're at and where they want to be. Ask questions, be interested. 9 times out of 10, that's going to be more than enough to give those people that come to you exactly what it is that they actually want, exactly what it is that they were actually looking for. So giving something back, the greatest gift that you can give someone is your time. Money comes, money goes, stuff goes, the weather is inconsistent, the economy rises, the economy falls. Your time is always limited, and therefore if you give your time to someone, it's not something you'll ever get back, which means that the most valuable commodity that you have to give, my friend, is your time. Now, when I say this, I'm talking with absolute authority and authenticity, because it was at the lowest point in my life that I had my first life coaching experience through a guy called Pete. Was Pete a psychologist? Was he a philosopher? Was he a sociologist? Was he a therapist? No, he wasn't. He was actually just a real guy. Pete was actually a builder. When my life hit rock bottom and I didn't know where else to turn, I was down that hole. And Pete was a guy that didn't need to jump in the hole with me, but he did. Pete was the guy that took me under his wing for around about 6 months when I didn't know where else to turn. He was just a friend. What I'm saying here is that I don't know what intentions you have for using what I've shared with you throughout this course. It may be the case you're already practicing as a life coach. It might be you're a therapist, a NLP practitioner, or a hypnotist, something like that. Or you might be taking this course as a parent or a guardian in view of coaching and mentoring and just being a better parent for your kids. You might want to be a better husband for your wife, or a better wife for your husband, or a better friend. There could be any reason why you've taken this course. But this point here, this last of the 7 steps, is kind of the pinnacle, the culmination of everything that this whole course has been pointing towards. And it's actually the very heart of life coaching. It's not the theory, it's not the models, it's not the exercises, it's not the techniques. It's the very heart. When I was in that hole, Pete jumped into that hole with me. And in the same way Pete helped me out of my hole, you stand to potentially be the person that jumps in the hole with other people. Because this gives us 3 choices that we can make in life. The step 7. You might be at a stage in life right now where you're in a hole in the context of your own life, and you're looking for a Pete to jump in the hole with you. In which case, I'm going to urge you and encourage you to keep on looking. Find a mentor. Get your own coach. Find a trusted friend, wherever it is. Don't stop looking. Make a decision to change, make a decision to find someone, persist, persevere, and don't stop looking until you find that person who's right for you. If you struggle to find this person who you trust, who's there just to jump in the hole with you, then take the next best thing, but don't stop looking for a Pete. The third option here, if you are in a place in life where your life is pretty balanced, you've kind of got things all together, you're doing okay, there's no real major decisions that you need to make in your life right now. Things are going all right. The next course of action that you envisage taking in life is playing that role, jumping in the hole with other people. You've already committed it. You've taken stock, you've identified some areas for personal growth, you've taken this course and you've now seen it through to completion. There will be some junk that you've already ditched, and moving forward into the future, there will be more junk that you continue to ditch. You're now focused solely on giving back. You can make it about you, go out and find a Pete, or for the rest of your days you can commit to being that person that jumps in the hole with other people and be a Pete for as many other people as you physically can. Because believe it or not, this is what the world is absolutely screaming out for. People who will just simply make themselves available to serving others. Whilst most people, much of the world, focuses on what it can get, not many people, in fact only a very few, a small few, a minute number, ever focus on giving something back and being the kind of people that can make that difference for others. So you can find a Pete, you can look for a Pete, you can keep on looking, take the next best thing, or you can choose to be a Pete for other people. And this is pretty much the essence of the 7-step coaching framework. Because if you think about it, you might have been relating most of this stuff to you, but if you could convey this message to other people, however it is that you would choose to convey it, then it will eventually help them to make sense of their lives too. Because if they're in a hole, they're most likely going to be focused on what they've not got, how they're not feeling, how it is that they're not at that place in life where they primarily want to be. So guess what? If there's stuff weighing people down, then you can be the person that jumps in, that picks up some of the burden, helps them to lift it up, take it off, drop it, so that moving forward for the rest of their life, they're no longer crushed by their pasts, but they're using their past as a foundation to leverage off, to help and invest and sow into others. So the 7 steps, make a decision to change. Once you've made a decision to change, or your client has made a decision to change, take action, or help them take action. You're going to be able to identify that they're either committed or they're not. And if they are, they're going to be taking stock, as are you, about the next practical steps that they or you need to be taking to get closer to where it is that you want to be from wherever it is that you are. Along the road, from this day forth for the rest of our life, we're all going to be in the process of ditching the junk. Why? Because none of us are perfect. So it's these imperfections that we're looking to identify and ditch as soon as physically possible. Giving something back is what makes our life make sense. In life, we can focus on getting, which is nice. Getting makes people feel happy, but it's only giving that allows people to experience fulfillment. And as we've already established a few times now, fulfillment is better than happiness. We do this through being the kind of person for other people that we've actually always secretly wanted for ourselves. So we can wrap this whole section up by referring back to the golden rule that I shared with you earlier on in the course, and this is: be the kind of person for other people that you would have them be for you. This is one of these golden rules that society has fundamentally been built on. If the society in which you live is dysfunctional, it's because people are now choosing alternative foundations. So if you want to see change in your culture, then become the change. Lead by example. Become the change that you want to see. Show other people an alternative way of living life through your actions, through the way in which you conduct yourself, through the way in which you communicate, and through the way in which you are for them. Commit the rest of your life towards being a Pete. And along the way, as you build new relationships, lead by example and help them become Petes too. Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, and he will forever be dependent on you. Teach a man how to fish, and he'll eat for a lifetime, which is nice, but don't we know that human beings have a habit of becoming completely self-consumed and greedy? Some people will just eat too many fish, they'll get fat. But let's be the kind of people who commit our lives to teaching other people how to fish, because if we get good at this, then together we can be the people that play a crucial part in ending world hunger. I do appreciate if this is seems like some sort of cheesy cliche, but it's not. It's a vision that we can adopt and build into our lives that will make our lives and our life coaching fundamentally make sense. So I hope you found this interesting, insightful, fascinating. It's not like there's actually to-do lists or exercises that you can take. This seven-step coaching framework is something I fundamentally understand and that I'm relating all things to all of the time. Helps me to understand where I'm at in life, but it also helps me to understand where other people are too. So I hope this makes sense to you. And if there's anything that I've shared that just doesn't make complete sense, let me know in question format so I can potentially do some more videos for you in the Q&A section of the course, which is going to be coming on next. So in the additional materials section of this video, we've put together a mini workbook with a few stories in it that are just going to hopefully shed a few more insights and lights about all of this and how you can go on to apply it. But other than this, I look forward to seeing you in the questions and answers section of the course.